Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Do not become paralyzed with fear in your circumstances because you can miss God. You can miss God reaching out to you with deliverance. Remember that God will answer our prayers in many ways. Sometimes it's through something that's already in our possession. In Exodus chapter 4 and verse 2, the Lord said to Moses, "Go and deliver my people." Moses said, "They won't even believe that I heard from you." And the Lord said to Moses, "What is in your hand?" And he said, "A rod." And that rod became God's instrument of deliverance. God has always given us something. God has deposited within us gifts and abilities to help us in every circumstance in life. In 2 Kings 4 and 2, Elisha said to the widow, "What do you have in your house?" And she said, "Only a pot of oil." He said, "Well, get vessels, not a few. God has given you something, but you haven't recognized that your miracle is in your house." Saints, the Spirit of God has deposited your purpose within you. If you had no purpose, you would not be alive. Regardless of the struggles and the adversity and the challenges that you go through in life, your purpose will propel you forward to success. You cannot fail because God has divinely designed you for success. Have faith in God. Don't allow your circumstance to make you turn away from all of the things that God has already done in your life. Often we forget where God has brought us from. David said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord and forget not all of his benefits." And he began to recount them by memory. That's what we need to do. God wants us to remember where he's brought us from, because where he's taking us is far better if we simply believe. Well, the disciples cried out in verse 27, but Jesus said to them, "Be of good cheer, it's I. Be not afraid." In other words, he said, take comfort, have courage. Jesus came walking on the stormy sea of their circumstances to show them he had power over the problem. What was their problem? It was the sea. It was the storm. So Jesus came walking on the sea. I'm in control of this. Look at the person next to you and say, God is in control of your circumstance. In verse 28, Peter answered the Lord and said, "If it's you, allow me to come to you on the water." Now, saints, Peter went beyond survival. And can I tell you this? If you are willing to make a confession that God has not brought you to this location to fail, but to go forward and to promote you, a miracle will happen for you too. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and you shall eat the fruit thereof. God wants someone to declare victory when they're looking at defeat. God wants someone to declare provision when they're looking at lack. God wants us to declare that I am an overcomer. I can do all things through Christ. I'm going to make it. This is just a test. And often when we realize that it's just a test, the storm is over. And we wonder where it went. We see here, Peter asked the Lord, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you. Now, the other disciples were probably saying quietly, Peter, what are you thinking? Why here in the boat, we're afraid for our lives. You want to step out on the circumstances and walk to Jesus? But Jesus said, come, and Peter went. Now, can you imagine this? Saints, you know, in the heat of a moment, a lot of things happen. Some of you know that. You've lived long enough to know that. That when emotions or when the right atmosphere occurs, you'll step out and do things you would never do. Peter stepped over the side of that boat and said, I'm coming, Lord. He put his foot on the water and the water held him. And he began to walk to Jesus. Saints, if you'll have faith in God, there'll be nothing that you cannot accomplish with the help of the Lord. All you need to know is that he said, come. All you need to know is that it's in the Word of God. I can stand on the Word. I can support myself on the Word. There's nothing impossible to me. Jesus said, and nothing shall be impossible to you if you believe. But he gave us another prescription. He said, believe that you've received the things you're asking for before you receive them. That's the God kind of faith. God wants us to begin to praise him for the things we do not yet have. Peter stepped over the side of the boat and began to walk to Jesus. He began to walk on the water. Some things that you may be doing right now are impossible for you to do, but you're supported by the Word of God and your faith in the Lord. Saints, don't get your eyes off of Jesus. Don't look at your current surroundings. See God. Know that he sent you to that location. Know that he said, come. You can do it. You can walk on the water. Now, we all know what happened to Peter. Peter got his eyes off of Jesus and began to look at the wind and the waves and the storm, and immediately he began to fear and he began to sink. Saints, when you allow fear to enter into your heart, that's when you'll begin to sink. That's when you can undo all of the things that God has prepared for your life to bless you, when you begin to fear. In verse 29 it says, but when Peter saw the wind, he became afraid. He began to sink and he cried, Lord, save me. And Jesus immediately caught his hand and said, O thou of little faith, why did you doubt? Now, don't you love this? The man had just been walking on the water. And then when he had a little doubt, he began to sink. And Jesus said, oh, why did you doubt it? Why did you doubt? Saints, God has a plan for our lives greater than anything we can imagine. Can I tell you this? Compared to God's plan for your life and your ability, it will almost be like you being able to walk on water. That's how big the plans God has for your life. That's the type of effect that he has for you to fulfill in the earth in your time. Why? Because time is short. He's caused you to be born in a time where people really need to know God as never before. These are the last days. This is a desperate time. He caused you to be born in a time in history like no other time. And so he has invested his power in you, his gifts in you to affect people's lives greater than you can even imagine.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our special guest, our praise and worship leader, Chichi Anyekene. And Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Why don't you tell us, why should young people come that night? What have you seen in other meetings? How many meetings have you done approximately like this?
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
What have you actually seen happen?
I have seen young people come into a space with their peers and see that they are not alone in the things that they are dealing with. Young people, this generation, the enemy is plaguing you guys with anxiety, with depression, with loneliness, some suicidal thoughts and ideation. There's so many things that are going on in the minds of young people. And young people, you think that you're alone. You think you're the only person dealing with this. You think that your family is the only family that's, you know, having issues. You think you're the only person with issues in your parents, you know, with your parents' relationship. And I've seen time after time after time after time at these events that God reveals to you, one, you are not alone in this. There are other people that are going through the same thing, and you have an opportunity to not only enter into relationship and friendship with these people, but you get to get in a space where you can be free from those things in a real way that changes your life forever. There's people that I've talked to even this week from a meeting a year, two, three, four, 5 years ago that said, man, I remember I encountered God that night in the realest way that I ever have. And I never thought about myself or my situation the same again.
And make sure you come and expect God to touch you. Because as I said, it's a regular night of refreshing. We're going to focus on our youth in one section. But come expecting God to touch your life. Now, this is October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Spirit Life Church International. The address is 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. Again, it's 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. We expect to see you. It's going to be a wonderful time, and God is going to move in a special way. Now, let's get back into today's program.
Your spiritual inheritance will also provide God's appointed leader who will help guide you to your purpose. Every single one of us needs someone to help us. God did not establish lone rangers in his kingdom. God uses the church to proclaim the gospel. He uses the church as a place of fellowship for his body. He uses the church as the force to move forward the kingdom of God on the earth. And in that church where he wants to plant you, he's given you a leader. He's given you a pastor who will be like a spiritual father to you, that will give you knowledge and a measure of the spiritual authority that you need to fulfill your purpose. In Jeremiah 3:15, it states, "And I will give you pastors according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." And the third part of your inheritance I want to talk about is that God will provide spiritual gifts to you to assist in your calling. Ephesians 4 and 8 states he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. God not only created us, but he designed us to serve a specific role in a specific place with specific gifts. Sitting in the pew, supporting the direction of the church and the man of God, supporting his ministry is not enough. God wants you to get up off of the pew and begin to use the gifts that he's deposited in your life. Now, last time, I provided a brief overview regarding the characteristics of the seven foundational gifts found in Romans chapter 12 and 6. I want to finish with the last gift, which is mercy, and quickly begin to talk about the guidelines and using some of the gifts that God has given you in your life for service. So let me begin by reading Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. And I'm going to ask Steve to read that for us. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, or he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness.
Now, although you may recognize that certain traits of more than one gift may operate in your life, the gift that God has given you will be the one you most closely identify and experience the greatest success. Remember, your call and your spiritual gift are closely related. God has given to each of us one of these seven gifts for his service. I want to talk about the gift of mercy. A person who operates in this gift is moved to action when people are hurting. They're moved with compassion for others. You'll notice a person with this gift because things that you overlook, they're paying attention to. They're paying attention to that person standing on the corner with nothing to eat and ill-clothed while you're paying attention to everything else that's going on in front of you. And their heart goes out to that person. A person who operates in the gift of mercy is moved to action when people are hurting, can sense joy or distress in people. They will ask you frequently, how are you doing? How do you feel? They're sensitive to people's emotions. They desire to remove hurts from people. They're sensitive to words and actions that may hurt others. They have the ability to also discern the true motives of people. They avoid being firm with others unless absolutely necessary. An individual in the Bible who had this foundational gift was the Good Samaritan. Notice that the priest passed by the person who had been robbed and bleeding. The religious people totally ignored the need. But the Good Samaritan picked the person up, bandaged their wounds, put him on his own beast, took him to an inn, and gave money that he might be taken care of. A person with the gift of mercy has animals. Some have a lot of animals, a variety of animals, cats and dogs and birds and hamsters and anything else that they can find. Fish, they love fish too. Why? Because that's a part of their divine design. They feel like they're placed in this world to help people and to take care of them. Now, I want to remind you, as I begin to go into identifying the guidelines for the foundational gifts, that the gift that God has placed within your life is for you to use in your home, at your place of business, and in the church. There is no separation in your life between the gift that God has given you and your person and who you are. It's a part of your divine design. So these are some guidelines very quickly. The prophet, be led by the Holy Spirit. Communicate truth in love. Be aware of becoming too legalistic. The letter kills, what the Spirit gives life. Learn to be sensitive and to respect the views of others. If your gifting is a teacher, present your material in an interesting fashion. Make sure your lesson has a practical application. Teach with simplicity and humility. Convey warmth and feeling towards your audience. Serving. Be sure God has called you to serve in this area of service and at this time. Do your service as unto the Lord and not to man. Be careful not to interfere with God's dealing with others. Beware of appearing too pushy and excluding others who are attempting to assist also. Exhortation. Rely heavily on the Holy Spirit for direction. Be careful not to take scripture out of context. Trust God for the results. Avoid oversimplifying solutions and being overconfident in what steps should be taken. Giving. Avoid public recognition and seeking a reward. Remember that others may need encouragement to give. Maintain balance in your giving. Avoid the appearance of trying to control others. Ruling. Explain your overall goal and direction to others. Remember, people are more important than projects. Do not attempt to accomplish a task too quickly, ignoring the weariness of others. And last, mercy. Make decisions based on the Word of God. Allow God to deal with the offenses of others. Exercise caution when ministering to members of the opposite sex. Be careful of being guided by emotions and not the love of God. Now, ultimately, God gave us these gifts for us to use for His kingdom. So we need to begin to use them for His service in the church where He has planted us.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chichi Onyekene. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Spiritual Gifts and Your Divine Design. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to pray with you. You know, one of the most important things we have to remember as Christians is we need to seek God with all of our heart. The Bible says, as a deer pants after the water brook, so my heart and my soul pants after you. My soul thirsts for you, O God, for the living God. Father, I just pray for the people now that you would give us a hunger and thirst to know you in a better way. Father, just for the fact that these precious listeners are listening, Lord, to your word, every day. We just pray that you will strengthen them, that you would put a real desire in their heart to go deeper in their love relationship with you, that they would fulfill the divine destiny that you've placed upon their life. I pray for a blessing upon them today. Whatever they need, meet that need in their lives. And devil, your power is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for victory today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.